WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin just outside of Philadelphia in Chester, Pennsylvania, where a search and rescue mission is ongoing for a six-year-old girl who fell into a creek. Chester Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley.
They're having trouble finding her at this moment, so we're trying to track down family members to make sure that, if the child did get out, that it's not in vain, but at this time we're treating it because of the initial information that we're giving. We're still treating that there is a child in the water.
This comes as heavy rain soaked the Philadelphia region yesterday. Well, the calendar may say spring, but there's a winter storm brewing in the northern plains and upper Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Wegman.
New low that'll be developing across the plains and heading up into the far upper Great Lakes and northern plains, where we're expecting a high impact winter storm.
After a number of safety-related issues with United Airlines, CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us the FAA is stepping in.
Saturday, the FAA confirmed that it is increasing its oversight of United Airlines to ensure it is complying with safety regulations, identifying hazards, and mitigating risk. The FAA continued that certification activities in process are going to be allowed to continue, but future projects may be delayed based on the findings of the oversight.
In Russia, they're observing a day of national mourning for the victims of Friday's attack at a concert venue in Moscow. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Russian flags are flying at half-mast. Across the country, entertainment events have been cancelled. And on Russian TV, newsreaders are wearing black. The mass shooting at Krokus City Hall, followed by the fire that engulfed the building, is the deadliest attack in Russia in two decades. In what remains of the concert hall, the search for bodies continues. The death toll is expected to rise.
It's at 133 right now. Boeing says it's ready to fly its first crew capsule to the International Space Station.
NASA's plan all along was to have more than one way to get to the International Space Station. And Deputy Station Manager Dana Weigel says the Boeing Starliner will fly normal crew rotation missions and serve as a backup to the SpaceX Dragon and Russian Soyuz.
Having dissimilar capabilities gives you the opportunity, whether it's for crew rescue on board.
If all goes well, two veteran astronauts will fly the first Starliner from the Cape in early May. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
You have champagne wishes and caviar dreams. You got another chance at hitting Powerball after no one won the big prize last night. That means the jackpot climbs to $800 million for the next drawing, which is tomorrow night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. Balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt indeed. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me.
Right now! It's just another sunny day. Seems we're headed that way.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every week, every Saturday here on Heavy. That was Wicked Sandbox from Burning Time in 1991. Greta Grinder before that. That's actually a remix from 2019 found on the Uprising album. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know, and then play those two songs for you. You can send me an email right now at music@civicmedia.us, music@civicmedia.us, and tell me your two essential last crack songs. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max and Kevy, the second hour here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're here until midnight playing original hard rock, punk and metal, and we love it, right? Music on the way from King Cobra and Electromag. Both of those bands are part of TazBash 3.0, which we'll tell you all about here in just a few minutes. Plus new music from Apex Aurora just around the corner. First, let's take a trip to the crazy town. It's Dr. Noise. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Serving pie, bowling balls, smoking stogies, waving hi to passersby. A singing telegram that sings all by itself, and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A banded cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding. Some plastic swords, a platypus dressed like Rambo, a drunken ninja mule, every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
Wearing one side. Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight tonight. The devil on my back, drag me to the night. My body's aching.
For the people.
I'm
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with brand new Electromag there. That song is called Gazer. Before that, brand new music from King Cobra and Wrecking Ball. What do those two bands have in common? I'll tell you. They're both playing Taz Bash 3.0. It's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. Metal be with you. It's a great lineup of bands, too. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And plus, all proceeds, this is a benefit show, so all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference here in Madison, and they really do make a difference. Get all the details right now on the Facebook event. Taz Bash 3.0 is presented by Max Inc. Radio, and Music Makes a Difference. Appreciate all you coming out to the shows and supporting local music. On the way, we'll do some Revolution X, and what the hell, we'll do some Rogue Rat, too. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything that I desire.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fill in me up.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. while.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.